Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Zainam Abeis. We're holding on Samach Zainam and Aleph, four lines on the bottom. So the Mishnah said that Lo Hayu Magil Lamechtes Sahar, that already, before it even reached halfway down the mountain, the Sayer was already completely dismembered. Says the Gemara, Yibaylu, we have a Shiloh, do the Ivarim become Mutter Bahana? The Ivarim, we said that the animal was completely dismembered. What's the halacha with the Ivarim? Could a person benefit from those Ivarim? If he finds them, could he feed it to his dog or whatever it is? So Rabbi Shmuel, they have a machlaikas about this. Chad amr mutarin v'chad amr asur. Machlaikas. Mand amr mutarin. What's his makar that they are mutar bana? Dichsev ba midbar. So it's like a midbar, it's hefker. It's mutar bana. You can do with it whatever you want. Mand amr asurin. Dichsev gzeira. Then no, it's lashon of iser. That's asur bana. Mand amr asurin. Hai midbar mayav. What does he do with the fact that the Torah says midbar? Says the Gemara, Mibayle l'chadatanya. The man, the Amru, who says that it's Asr Bana, he uses midbar for the following drasha. That Hamidbar, Hamidbar, Bamidbar. It's the Rambam that's coming to be marbed that there's a chiv, this mitzvah of sending away the sire, Lazazel, in three different types of places. Naiv Givin, it's Negev there, and Shiloi, when the Mishkan was in Shiloi, Ubeis Alamim, and in the Beis HaMikdash. In all three places we have this mitzvah. V'idach, Hai Gzeira my Avalai. And the man Damru says that the Sayer is Mutter Bahana. So what does he do with the fact that the Torah says Gzeira, which is a Lashon of Iser? Says the Gemara L'chadetanya, he uses it for the following drasha, Gzeira, and Gzeira El-Chatucha. Gzeira means to teach us that the cliff itself has to be very steep. Davar Acher, and Gzeira El-Davar HaMisgazir, V'yayrit, it's referring to the Sayer, that it has to get all cut up. V'davar Acher, Gzeira is to teach us that it's Gzeira Sashem. Shem Etaymer, Maisa Tayuhu, maybe you'll say it's something so strange, I don't really need to do it. Tamulaymer, Ani Hashem Gzartiv, Enu Ha Rishos, Lahayr Bahand. No, I was geyser that you have to do it, and you have no Rishos to think otherwise. Amar Rava, Mistabr Kamand Amar Mutarin. It's more logical, like the man Amar who says that the Ivarim become Mutar Bahana. Why? Because the Amar Torah Shalach Latakala, because the Torah wouldn't say to send the Sayer down the cliff, and then someone could easily go ahead and stumble with these Ivarim. He could find these Ivarim, and he could think that they're Mutar Bahana, and he doesn't realize that they came from the Sayer Amishtaleach, and so he could easily stumble and end up benefiting from it. So it's more Mistabr that the Ivarim don't have an Isser Hana. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Azazel Shehei Az V'Kasha. We dash from Azazel that the cliff has to be a very strong, a very rough cliff. Yachol B'Yishuv, Tamalayim Rebbe Midbar. I might think that it has to be in a place where people, or that it could be in a place that people live. And no, Tamalayim Rebbe Midbar has to be in a place that's out of civilization. Uwinayi Shabitzuk, how do we know that it has to be Dafka, a steep cliff? Tamalayim Rebbe Gzeira, like we dashed before, it has to be steep. Tani Idach, Azazel, we learned another Braisa, we dashed from Azazel, that's Kasha Shebaharim, Az and El, both words of strong, it has to be the strongest of the mountains. V'chenu Aymer, like the Pasuk says, that El is a Lashon of Kasha, where do we find that this word El, Aleph Lamed, is a Lashon of Kasha? Because the Pasuk says, Ves Eile Ha'aretz Lakach, and over there the word Eile is a Lashon of Kasha, so you see that the word, the Sheirish, Aleph Lamed, is a Lashon of Kasha. So Azazel is Az, El is very strong, it's the strongest of the mountains. Tanu Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Azazel. We learn that from Azazel. Shemechaper al Meisa Uza v'Azayel. That the Sayer Hamishtaleach is mechaper for the avera of Uza v'Azayel, the avera that they were over on, which is Rashi brings was Arayas, meaning that the Sayer Hamishtaleach is mechaper even for Arayas. It's mechaper for everything. The Yadavid points out it's mechaper even for Arayas. Tan Rabbanon as Mishpatay Tasu. So what are Mishpatim? What are considered? What's included in Mishpatim? Dvarim she'omali nichtavu. It's referring to things that even if the Torah didn't write them, it would have been logical for the Torah to have written them, meaning that they're logical mitzvahs. So that's referring to Veiluhain, it's referring to the following, Avodas Kochavim, Vigilui Arayos, Shichas Damim, Vigezel, Birkas Hashem, cursing Hashem. So that's what Mishpatim refers to. When the Pasuk then continues and says, "As chukaisai tishmiru," that you should guard my chukim, what's a chayk? That refers to Dvarim Shasotan Meshav Alein. That refers to things that the Satan, asks us about them. Meaning he says that, oh, you see that the Torah, he asks on us. He says that you see that you guys are following a fake Torah. Look, it's telling you to do things which don't make any sense. It's obviously not real. And then what are the chukim referring to in the Pasuk? Ve'eluhen, chayk refers to the following mitzvahs that are chukim. Achilas chazer, ulvisha shatnez, v'chalita sivama, v'tairas mitzairah, v'sayir amishtalech, and sayir amishtalech, which is why we bring up this braisa over here, Mesechas Yuma. V'shem Tamer Maisa Tayuhe, maybe you'll say it's such a crazy thing, I really have to do this. Tamalaimer Ani Hashem, then no, I'm Hashem, meaning to say, Ani Hashem Chakaktiv Ve'in Lecha Rishus Lahir Bahen, that yes, I made it into a chayk, and you have to keep it. We said in the Mishnah that at some point when the Ish'iti leaves and brings the sire, La'azazel, he pushes it down the cliff, so at some point him and the clothing that he's wearing become Tameh. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, Machlaikis, the Tanakhama says that the Tumah kicks in as soon as he leaves Yerushalayim, and Rav Shimon said that no, it's only once he pushes it down the cliff. So about this, says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braiso, HaMishaleach Metameh Begadim, V'enashaleach Esa Mishaleach Metameh Begadim. So first of all, we make a drasha, that it's Dafka the Mishaleach that has this Tumas Begadim, that he becomes Tameh with the clothing that he's wearing. However, the one who sends away the Ishiti, meaning the Yakira Yerushalayim, who escorted the Ishiti, they do not have Tumah. Yachum Mishi Yatza Chutzachayim Es Azara, I might think as soon as the Ishiti leaves the Azara, right then and there, the Tumah kicks in. Tamad Laimer, HaMishaleach, no, it's Mashma, only once he's out, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. Iya Mishaleach Yachol Atche Gilatzuk, maybe it only kicks in when he finishes that journey, once he reaches Azazel. Tamulaimar Viha Mishaleach, it's coming to be Marba, that no, there's more time that the Tumah kicks in for. Haketzat, so how do we understand this? As soon as he leaves Yerushalayim, and the Shlicha starts, as soon as he leaves Yerushalayim, so that's when the Tumah kicks in. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the same as the Tanakam in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Azazel V'chibes, we learn out from Azazel V'chibes, that Atshe Gilutzok, it's only once he reaches Azazel, that's when V'chibes, that's when the Tumah kicks in, and him and his clothing become Tumah. So that's a sheet that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, V'hamishaleach Asasar L'Azazel Yechabis V'gadov, so he learns that the Lashon of Mishaleach is a Lashon of Zrika, of throwing. So Zarkoi B'basroi Shematame V'gadim, it's only once he throws down the sawyer, down the cliff, head first, so that's when him and his clothing become Tameh, which is the same as what we brought in the Mishnah, that this is Reb Shimon Shita. Says the Mishnah Vayter, that the Kain Gadol during this whole time, as soon as he gives over the sawyer and Mishaleach, he gives the sire over to the Ishiti. So Balu Eitzel Par V'Sayer HaNisrafen. So he goes to the base of Matpachayim. He goes to where his par and the sire are hanging up. They're shechted already. And they're Aymed L'Sreifa. So he goes there now. Kamran, he opens up the animals. Vayitzi Yasei Mirayin. He takes out the Rimurim, the sacrificial parts. The Song of Bemungus, he puts it into a Klevik. Tiran Agabi HaMizbech. And he burns it on the Mizbech, which we'll see in the Gemara, that really means that he gets them ready to burn on the Mizbech. Klain Bimeklois, he then braids the two animals together, the sawyer and the par, and he takes it out to the Beis HaSreifa, meaning he hands it over to the other people that were going to take it out to the Beis HaSreifa, which is located outside of Yerushalayim, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. Now, when do these people that took it out to the Beis HaSreifa, when do they become Tameh? Because the Torah says that they also, them and the clothing that they are wearing, become Tameh. So when does that Tumah kick in? So it says, Tanakama, Mishiyetsu Chotzu Chaymes Azara, as soon as they leave the Azara. Rav Shimon Aymer, the note, Mishiyatsis Ha'or Beruban, only once the Or takes hold of Rav of the animals, of the par and the sawyer. Says the Gemara of Ektirin Salkadaitoch, it says that the Kohen Gadol puts the Imurim into a kli to burn on the Mizbeach. He really burns it? That's not time. Right now he's still wearing the big day lavan. He only burns them much later. Once he's going to still do, there's going to be Kriyas HaTorah soon, we'll see, and then he's going to go to the mikvah, go to the big day Zav, and then at some point when he's wearing the big day Zav is when he's makter the Imurim of the par and the sawyer. So says the Gemara, Ele'ema lehaktirin agabe yamizbeach. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say that he puts it into a kli and he actually burns it now, because Avadi only burns it much later. Rather, he puts it into a kli in order to prepare them for burning them onto the Mizbeach, which is only going to happen at some point later on.